Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Nishant Farghese, the Director of Marketing and Partnerships at Innovasphere, about the future of health data exchange in healthcare. And Nishant, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Matt. Good to be here.
Perfect. Well, thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. And let's start with a high-level overview. Tell us about Innovasphere. What's your organization all about?
Sure. So Innovasphere is a, it's a Silicon Valley headquartered healthcare analytics company. And what we're doing is we're helping healthcare organizations manage, the mountains of data that are now part and parcel of healthcare every day. So what we do is that we have our proprietary product, DataShop, and through DataShop, we integrate data from all the multiple different data silos that exist, be it your medical record systems, be it your lab systems, diagnostics, claims data, all the other forms of data that exist in healthcare. We're able to integrate all of that, create one probable data lake system, which then becomes the base layer or the foundation on which they can do any kind of analysis or reporting or visualization. We help them with dashboards and essentially whatever tools they need to do their business better on top of the data that we've helped integrate and create the data lake for them.
That's perfect. Thanks for those insights. So tell us about how data has been driving tremendous change in healthcare and how Innovasphere's role is helping this.
Sure. So Matt, a couple of years back, there was a need for all of them to shift from manual and handwritten records to electronic records. And when those electronic records got put together, there was a situation where, multiple different companies and multiple different formats came into existence. So you suddenly had a whole set of systems with everybody working on different systems that didn't necessarily talk to one another. So then, through government mandate, the question became, how can we make these systems interoperable? How do we make sure that they talk to one another? How do they share information? The end goal here was that the government, through Medicare and Medicaid, pays a significant portion of their budget towards healthcare. So for them to care for their patients better and to make sure they were looked after better, they wanted information of how those patients were treated. So to get that information, now, I'm just going to choose you, Matt, as an example. If you happen to go to Dr. A for one particular reason and Dr. B for something else, Dr. B would not know that you got treated by Dr. A or what happened at Dr. A unless you were to tell him. So the whole idea being that if all the doctors knew everything that had happened to you, they'd be able to take care of that better. With that microscopic goal in mind, the macro goal became, how do I make sure that data talks across systems? How do I make sure that one patient is known across the entire body? How do I make sure that I have all of that information? So when people started trying to answer that question is where we started coming in to the picture to, like I said, integrate data, to make it available for any form of analysis, to drive insight from that to find things that needed to be done. In its current state, what we're ending up doing is that with this data, they're able to identify cost overheads, they're able to identify revenue leakage opportunities, they're able to identify gaps in how patients are getting looked after, gaps in care, and with this, they're able to drive efficiency both in the quality of care as well as in the cost. Does that answer to some extent what you're looking to know?
Oh, completely. Yeah. No, that was fantastic. And if you don't mind sharing an instance where data helped to the advantage of the healthcare organization, if you will.
Sure. In the last year or so, right, CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid, prevented more than $200 million in healthcare fraud using predictive analytics, right? And a lot of other healthcare organizations went a step further from there by using predictive modeling to identify inaccurate claims, inaccurate information, and therefore recognize an ROI just by dropping the amount of leakage. And there are lots of such instances, but I'll talk about a slightly different one that we have had the, you know, the joy of experiencing, which is that an ACO that we work with, you know, through the data that we pulled up and through the trends that we identified, they figured that Medicare patients with heart conditions and bone ligament conditions were contributing to more than 25% of the expenditure and subsequently high readmission rates. So when that organization prioritized interventions for these disease groupings or these diagnosis groupings, they also educated their care coordinators on how to engage with these patients better, how to improve the way these patients are looked after. And within 3 months, the organization noticed a drop in the per patient per month cost that could be directly linked back to these two DRGs as I talked about it. And they're on track to identify about a $2 million saving for the year from just this.
That's awesome. Wow, great insights there. So tell us about what's the biggest problem payers are facing that providers have been able to solve when it comes to accessing data?
Sure. That's actually a pretty good question, Matt, because so providers, as I mentioned, right now, providers are the ones that have access to the patient information. They have access to the labs. They have access to all of that stuff. And because of that, they know what to do with the patient or how to look after them, which is, you know, it's perfect. That's exactly the people that we want to know all that information. But in the U.S. healthcare system, where the payers are the ones who pay out for this, they want to know, first what happened to the patient and second, how that patient got treated and then pay out the money. So what happens in its present form is that payers get information once every 3 months from the provider, saying these are the different things that we need to be paid out for. And then what happens is a back and forth negotiating process where payers renegotiate saying, hey, hang on, I don't know, you know, where did this come from? How do I trust that this information is correct? There's a gap here. This does not make sense to me. And because of the fact that when the payer gets the information, they only get the high-level information, and they get it in buckets of 3 months. They don't get real-time. They have an information gap, and that allows for the payers and providers to always have a sort of a back-and-forth, a reason to argue, if you will. So what interoperability and what all of these systems are in place and doing now is that, say now if you're a health information exchange or an ACO, and you're talking to both providers and payers, you've got them both linked into an at-risk contract. And because there's a certain amount of money that is at risk, it is in your best interest to share all the information with the payer or as much information as possible of your patient population with the payer. Now, earlier I touched upon the fact that out of 100% of the information, only the top-level information goes to the payer. About 80% of the information on the patient is in your labs, in your diagnostics, all of that stuff. If payers have access to that data, they can see more clearly and they can see in real time what happened with that patient and make that payout quicker. So in some sense, having access to that data, having access to everything that the provider has access to, means that that system will be much smoother. There won't be they won't be going back and forth, and they'll be able to identify ways to pay out quicker and more accurately. And this information will start.
That's great stuff. So that plays perfectly into my next question. So in your opinion, what does the future of healthcare look like, and how do you see data playing a role in the future?
That question has lots of different answers. But if you were to look, you know, at an industry, you know, 10,000 foot level, everybody nowadays uses a Fitbit or a device that monitors their activity. High-risk critical patients are already getting into having remote monitors at their homes and on their person to check their medical condition. Similarly, doctors and hospitals are getting into the process of having remote monitoring for their patients set up in their hospitals. With all of this comes even more data and even more data points coming in almost on a real-time basis. So before, what used to happen was that healthcare was sort of longitudinal and fragmented because there was silo A, silo B, and different things happened in each of those silos. Now we have data coming in from a whole lot of different places, coming in real time, that needs to be processed, needs to be used to treat these patients better, because sort of the mana is, or the end goal is, I want to be able to predictively take care of this patient. I want to identify what he's going to get sick from or that illness and treat it before it becomes unmanageable or expensive or just a huge burden on everybody involved. So technology allowing for this real-time access and engagement and interaction, delivering care to patients is only getting more complex and getting more effective. So the whole transition from fee-for-service to value-based care, you provide value of care in this same way over all these multiple different platforms. And one day you will get to that point where you take care of a person by telling them, hey, this is something that we can solve for you because this is, your leading indicators tell me this is what you're going to get sick from. So that's kind of where healthcare could go with all of the different things that are happening.
That's great. That's a very interesting vision of the future. And speaking of the future, tell us about what Innovacer aims to achieve by, say, 2020.
Oh, well, you know, 2020 is, lots of things could happen by 2020, but the way we see it is a very young company. We're growing fairly quickly. But at this point in time, our metric has always been, how do we improve the lives of people that we indirectly, you know, work for? So at this point in time, we have about 10 million lives managed. We hope that by 2020, we'd be at 10 times that number in terms of people that are benefiting from better care because of our platform Data Shop being used. So that's the high-level vision for us by 2020.
That's great. You know, Nijant, this has been a great interview. And before we sign off today, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything we may have missed today?
No, I don't think so. I think we've covered quite a few of, at least, my thoughts and views on healthcare. And thank you for that, Matt.
Yeah, perfect. No, thank you so much for joining us. And that's a wrap on an exclusive Rosetta Health podcast interview with Nijant Varghese, who is the Director of Marketing and Partnerships at Innovacer. And Nijant was kind enough to share his insights about health data and the future of health data exchange, and also share some insights on his organization as well. And Nijant, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ben. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.